Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Ayin Dalet. Kuf Ayin Dalet, as we make our way, three more blot to this wonderful Masechta. And just 2 points that I did not get to mention yesterday. We are up to the two dots on Kuf Ayin Gimel Mabez, but 2 points from yesterday. Number one is what was mentioned, that the source for our Arvus, for being a co-signer, is first we try to bring the source in by Yehuda and Ruvain. Yehuda says, Anokhi Armenu Miyadi Tefakshenu. And then we brought a pasuk from Mishlei, asks the Prisha, if it's a pasuk from Mishlei, how could the Tur say in the beginning of Simon Kuf Chaf Tes, that it is a Din D'Oraisa, if it's learned that from Mishlei? So the Prisha says it must be that that's just a Gili Das, that that is the real pshat of what the pasuk by Yehuda. Don't say it's just a Kablon, which is the higher level of an Arev, which will define those terms, hopefully, Bezrat Hashem today. But that's a Gili Das, that the real source is from Yehuda. So related to that, one of the Akronim asks, how could you learn from Yehuda? Ein lemeidim mikodem matan Torah. Well, we don't learn from before matan Torah. Right? There's this whole separate shaila that we've discussed in the past, how the avos keeping the Torah before it was given. But this is a separate halacha. We are doing the Torah today, so where do we learn halacha from? Do we learn halacha from before matan Torah? So there are those that suggest, some akronim suggest, that maybe according to the Bavli, we do learn before matan Torah. That line is from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Maseches Moed Katan discusses that, about Avelos, about other contexts. So maybe it's a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says you can't learn it from before Matan Torah, but the Bavli does. And that's why throughout Shas you find sometimes ideas of learning things from before Matan Torah. A. B, second approach, is that we do learn from before Matan Torah, but what types of halachas do we learn before Matan Torah? Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about this and others. Maybe concepts of midos and hashkafa you can learn from before Matan Torah. Zriza Makdim al Mitzvahs. Where do we learn that from? We learn that from Avraham Avinu. Where do we learn that you're supposed to marry the you learn that from Lavan. Right? So those types of halachas about behavior, about hashkafa, about how to do mitzvahs, maybe that you're allowed to learn from before Matan Torah. Maybe that's the difference. So the question is here, though, does that fit in? Does Arvus, is that a hardcore halacha mitzvah, or is that more of a, sounds like it's more of a, you know, not a hashkafic concept like Zrizim and others? Unless you say it's just logical that every Jew is an Arev to the other one in a general sense, but that's a second idea. The third idea, though, is what the Rambam says and what many say, and that is, maybe the truth is we don't learn something from before Matan Torah. Maybe this is the source, but this is the history of Arvus. But the reason that we have the concept of Arvus is not just because Anochi Arvenu. Maybe that's the original source of it, but not the halachic source. It's the historical source. And this is the Rambam in Meseches Chulin. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos on Daf Kuf Mabez, the Rambam there discussing the Gidan Asha, he says, V'sim lebcha l'klaha gadol hazeh, listen to this very important principle that is said in this Mishnah. The Mishnah there says, Misinai ne'amar el shenechtavim komo, the sheet of the Rabbanan in that Mishnah says that the Isser of Gid Hanasha only applies to kosher animals. A non-kosher animal is just not kosher. You don't get two Averis, the Avera of Gid Hanasha and the Avera of non-kosher. So if Yehuda in that Mishnah said to the Rabbanan, hey, of course it has to apply to non-kosher animals because the Shvatim didn't eat Gid Hanasha and yet they ate non-kosher. There was no such thing as kashrus then. Says the Rabbanan back, Misinai ne'amar el shenechtavim komo. What does that mean? So the Rambam says that is telling us a very important principle. Everything that we do or don't do today, the reason that we don't do something or do something today is because of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's it. It's not because of an earlier source. It's not because Hashem commanded the earlier Nevi'im. For example, we don't eat Eber Menachai, not because Hashem told Noach not to eat Eber Menachai. That's the history of a mitzvah. But the reason that a mitzvah is obligatory upon us is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at Har Sinai. The reason that we do Bris Milah, says the Rambam, is not because of Avram. That's the history of the mitzvah. But we do it because of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Gid Hanasha. That's Bris Milah. That is many examples. That's Avelos. That's Avelus, right? The Shvatim, even though the Rambam quotes the history of the mitzvah, is the Shvatim, said Shiva for Yaakov Avinu. That is, the Maritz Chayis writes in Brachas, and Rav Soloveitchik also suggests Tefillah. The Rambam quotes both Tefillas Avos Tiknum and Tefillas Tevidim Tiknum. How can the Rambam quote both? Right, after all, there's a Machlokas, a Maseches Brachas. The answer is, in Hilchis Malachim, the Rambam quotes Tefillas Avos Tiknum, because that's the history of the mitzvah. The history of Shachris, Minchan Marev, are the Avos. But the reason that we have to do the mitzvah of davening is Tevidim Tiknum. And that's what he quotes in Hilchis Tefillah. And then the Rambam adds on the final line, Halot Tireh. Amram Sheish Meos Ushlosh Eser Mitzvos Nemrul Lo Moshe Mitzinai. It says that Moshe commanded us 613 at Har Sinai. It does not say 606 with 7 holdovers or 10 holdovers from beforehand. 613 we got at Har Sinai. All of them were repeated at Har Sinai, and that is why we have to do mitzvos. So in Achinami, we don't learn from before Har Sinai. But this Gemara, it must be telling you the history of Arvos, but not because that is why it's obligatory upon us. That is number one. And then just to mention, number two, the second idea, which has to do with Arvus, a couple of Yisodos about Arvus today, and that is the thought of Rav Zalman in the Evan Azal. Rav Zalman discussing a machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivid. The Rambam and the Raivid argue if, we mentioned this yesterday, if a person has two Arevim, so do we say, what is the behavior of the Malvet when he comes to collect? So the Rambam says he could collect from either Arev the entire amount. That's the Rambam Shita in Hilchos Malva Velova. And the Rambam argues, no, you go by the Minog. And the Minog is half and half, you split it. Split it. Makes sense. They both became co-signers, therefore they should be able to split it. So what's the Nekudas of Machlokas? So the Ksos already says, maybe there's a Pshara. If you have Arevim, Bishas Matan Mos, at the moment of the loan, so maybe there that's splitting it. They're each splitting it, that's the understanding. Mashaykin later, Shalachar Matan Mos, there they're each coming in to save the Lova, and therefore they each would accept everything. That's the Ksosis Pshar, but the Rambam and the Raivid do not make such a distinction. So the Evan Azel says maybe what they're arguing about is the root nature of what an Arev is. Do we say that an Arev is as if he took the money? It's as if he got the loan? Natal Ma'os? Or do we say no? It's a new Shibud. It's a new Shibud. He didn't get the money. It's only new, but it's a Hischaivus Midas. It's a new Hischaivus that the Torah creates and the Torah describes. And that's what it is. It's not that he got the money. Maybe by an Arev Kablon, which we'll talk about today, it's as if he got the money. But it's not. It's not, it's just a Shibud Chadash. Rav Zalman explains, according to the Raivid, it's as if they each got the money. So if they each got the money, they each got half the money. They each Arevim at the time of the loans. They each got half the money. They each responsible for half the money. But if it's according to the Rambam, it's a Chiyuv Chadash, if it's a new Shibud, they each bought into this new Shibud, and if it's each new, they're each responsible, they each took on this status of being an Arev, so they're an Arev for the whole case. Right? That's what the Torah says. V'yesh lomer desover harayvid te'ikr chiyuv arvus hu b'shvil shahotzi amalva mamono alpiv. L'chein havi kemoshen nasan lo ba'atzmo. U'mikamakam, it's as if he got it. Mikamakam, after chiyuv arev hu mishum t'havi kemoshen nasan lo ba'atzmo. Mikamakam, still, I've as if he got it himself. Why can't you go to the arev first? You can only go to the arev after the lovet. Because that's the t'nai. That's a t'nai of the case. It's as if I got it, but you have to go to the lovet first. But im kain, lo alim chiyuvam t'shnaim sh'arvu mishnaim sh'alavu. The Shayim Sha'arvu is no greater than Shayim Sha'alavu. Two people that lent money only have to pay back for what they each borrowed. So then, so too here. V'lo neima t'avi kamo d'kol d'echa natal kulo. No, ela kamo sh'kol echa natal chatzi. V'schayev b'chatzi im lo yifra halove. V'al chatzi ha'sheni hu arev im lo yifra ha'arev ha'sheni. Mash inken, according to the Rambam, it's a hischayvus chadasha, and therefore, you can't compare it to anything. Once you buy into the system, you become an arev, so then you have to pay everything. So that machlokas we will come back to, hopefully over the next couple of days, as we talk about more this sugya of arvus. And remember, by arvus, this is what Achronim discussed. There are two chidushim. Number one, there's no ma'isa kinyan, Right, that's what how the Rashbam explained yesterday's question. Minayin la'arif shemishtabid. There's no ma'isa kinyan. The question is magically what is it considered? But there's really there's just an amira. And number two, what we have to make sure is that the arif is serious. What the Gemara brought up at the end of yesterday's shiur, and that is how arvus is not a problem of asmachta. Asmachta might even have a kinyan. But it's still a question is, are you serious? Do you really want to do this? You didn't get anything and you're committing. Right, that's the sugi of asmachta that came up yesterday, and that came up earlier a week ago on Daf Kuf Samaches. Okay, so that is sugis of arvus. But the Gemara at the end of Shir yesterday said, no, this overcomes the hump of asmachta. Even though asmachta is lokanya, arvus is kone because the person is believing him to be an arev. So gomar umishtabe nafshe. So because of that hana that he's getting, he's ready to commit to be an arev. Okay, two dots. The Amar Almanas she'epara mimi she'efar mimi she'erza. Almanas that I'm going to get paid back from whoever I want. So then the Mishnah says, and a machlokas, right? Look at the top of the Amud again, the top line. The Tanakhama said if you make a t'nai that you can collect from the Ari first, that you can go to the Ari first too. Rashi Gamliel said, no, no matter what, if the Lova has nechasim, then you have to go to the Lova first. Sounds like even if you made a t'nai. Even if you made it tonight. So the Gemara explains. Amar Abba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu. When is there a machlokas? El She'ein Nechasim Lelove. When do we say there's a machlokas? And there is that even if you say Almanas, then you go to. Even if you say Almanas, this is the halacha. So then this is only if the Lova does not have karka. Nechasim here means karka. That's where, if the Lova doesn't have property, so then you can go to the Arif. Aval yesh nechasim lelove, but if the Lova has nechasim, lo yifara mina Arif. That even with a tznai, you have to go to the Arif, the Lova first. Says there are 1 minute, but I mean, the Tani, Seifa, but what's the machlokas then? The Seifa says, Rav Shimon, Amliel Omer, afilu am yesh nechasim lelove, lo yifara mina Arif. Even if the Lova has nechasim, you still have to go to the Arev. That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. Michal de Tanakama, Savar lo shahachiv lo shahachi. It sounds like Tanakama doesn't make any distinctions. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you always have to go to the Lova. But it sounds like, according to the Tanakama, the Tanai would work. So what's the machlokas about? So chisuri mechser of a hachik tani. So this is really what the machlokas means. Hamalves chadeiro al yidei arev, lo yipar min arev, lo yifar min arev. If you use an arev, you can't go to the arev first. V'im amar amanas she'efar mimi she'erze, yipar min arev. But if you say, amanas, that I can go to whoever I want to, so then you can go to the arev. Bamed var mamur mishein nechasim lelove. That's only if the lova does not have karka. Aval yesh nechasim lelove lo yifar min arev. That's all of the Tanakama. But if the Lova has karka, then it doesn't matter what tanai you make. You have to go to the Lova first. And then you add in this line that was missing, v'kablon, and an arev kablon. A kablon is a very strong arev. So he, afa pishish nechasim lelove, yifrim in a kablon. A kablon is somebody that accepts that you could go to him first. And that's the machlokas of Shuvah Gamliel Omer, im yesh nechasim lelove, echadzeh lo yifra mehen. If the Lova has a chasim, then even by an Arev Kablon, you have to go to the Lova first. You have to go to the Lova first. Okay, so that is all different types of a halacha. So if you look in Tosfos quotes, if you think about the last 10 lines of the Gemara, there are really 5 cases. It's Tosfos and Amud Beis. Kufayin Gimel Amud Beis. It's counted like we're on Amud Aleph, though. Right? So says the says Tosfos. Look in the middle of Tosfos, Chisur Mechsera. Tosfos says in the middle of the line, V'chamesh midos ba'arvus. So that is, it's about a little more than a third of the way down. Tosfos says, V'chamesh midos ba'arvus. You can underline that. Tosfos says 5 cases. Aleph, Hamal ve'al yedei arev, V'lo asni mimi she'erze efara. If a person makes a tanai, it doesn't make any. It's a regular arev, no tanai mentioned. Then you have to go to the lova first. Period. That's the case, right? Whether he has, whether he doesn't have, you have to go to the lova first. Skip 2 lines. Beis im hista mimisha eretz efer. If you're a regular arev, but you make a tanai, I'm gonna go to the or anybody who I want to first. V'ein lo nechasim lova, and the lova doesn't have nechasim, then you can go to the arev first. That's case 2. Skip down 4 lines. Case 3, where Tosfos says Gimel, end of the line. V'im yesh lo nechasim lelove. If the Lova has nechasim, even though he made the Tanai, you have to go to the Lova first. That's number three. Number four, now we get into the kablons. Kablon to Hainu. We'll see what a kablon is in a second, what the formulation is. Then you have to go to the RA first, if you are a kablon. And five, which we didn't get to yet, but Tosfos already mentions it, if the Arev himself took the money from the Malve and gave it to the Love, so then for sure you could go to the Arev first. Because then it's as if, as we will see, that the Arev is the Love. As we'll see, if he took the money, what's called Nasav Anata Biyad. Okay, so that is the case, the five cases of Arev, according to Tosfos. Two more points, and then we'll continue. Shulchan Aruch has an interesting case in Simen Kuf Chavtes, Sifches. What happens if the Love is not Moda to a Chiv, while the Arev is? So the Love is not Moda, he says it didn't happen. Aval, if somebody comes with a milve balpet, if somebody comes with a milve balpet, there's no shtar, so there's no other proof. It's a milve alpet, and the arev is moda to the halva'a, but the love is not. So you might say that the love does not admit, so period, the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. Because the love is the real main player, the arev is a backup, and if the love says, I don't know what you're talking about, and then he denies everything, and the Love therefore is putter, because there's no shtar, there's no edim, so the whole thing finishes, says the Ramano. Avalam amar halove lo lavisi me'olam chayiv ha'arev lefroa. Because the arev is mode, he has to pay. Right, he said, he knows the lahava took place, and he says that, I don't know. He doesn't know if the there was piron. It's eni yodei and praticha. He doesn't know if it was paid up, and therefore you're chayiv in that case. Says the sma pirish ha'arev modeh shalove mishemachi chayiv to leka lespuke dilma pare to kol omer lo lavisi ki lo omer lo parati. The love says I never lent. I never borrowed the money. So if he's saying I never borrowed the money, he's saying I never paid back the money. As the Gemara says, kol omer lo lavisi ki lo omer lo parati. So the love, even though the love is denying everything, the Arev could still exist on his own. That's important in Halakha L'maisa, but it's important in Lamdas too. The Arev could exist where the Lova doesn't exist. That means there is some independence to the Arev. It's as if he has a separate relationship with the Malva. Because, you see, even if the Lova is totally out of it, the Arev still plays a role. One more Halakha, and then we'll move on. In Yonah Dioma, Parsha Shavua. Parsha Shavua, the Mishnah Lamelech. Is that really the Mishnah Lamelech? It's the Madir, the publisher of the Mishnah Lamelech. Whenever you have brackets in the Mishnah Lamelech, you know it was added in by the publisher. So the Madir in the Mishnah Lamelech discusses Matan Torah. He quotes a Medrash Chazis, who says, this is the Mishnah Lamelech in Malve Velove, Chaf Hei Gimel. This is the Halachas of Arif. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, Bishash Amdu Yisrael Kabbalah Torah, Amr Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu, Haviyu Li Arevim Tovim. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, bring me an Arev. Right, just in case you do something wrong, I need to pay up from somebody else. So bring me. Amru, they said, Hare Baneinu Arevim Osanu. Our kids. Our kids are with us. Right? Our kids are here. Their neshamas are here, Chazal say. So our kids are with us. V'hadavar kashe, as the Mishnah Lamelech. Dilamai moel arvas habanim dehala olam yuchal kadosh baruch hu lispar ben achotim atzmam. You only go to the arev as a backup. You have to go to the lova first. So therefore, what do you mean? I want an arev. Well, what does the arev help you? You're going to go to the bnei yisrael first to sin. V'yibkein lo yuchal litzvoa labanim shem arevim. He'll never get to the banim that they're arevim. Kadosh baruch hu will always punish us first. Says the melech shmuel melech. That's exactly the gavlus of matan Torah. The Kadosh baruch hu said, I'm going to accept arvim. Everybody's together. Everybody's connected to each other. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. And therefore, even though usually you don't go to the Arev first, when it comes to Kol Yisrael, that's his gift. That you could go to all different, everybody's available for each other, everybody could lessen the Onesh that everybody's going to get. Excuse me, and therefore, that is part of the special experience that we have this Shabbos and last Shabbos. In Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Yisrael. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Malkum Shoshana Reb Shuvah Gamliel B'Mishnah Seinu Alacha Kamosa. Any time that Reb Shuvah Gamliel expresses an opinion in a Mishnah, we paskin like him. When he's in a Mishnah, not when he's in a Brisa. When he's in a Mishnah, we paskin like him. Chutz, except for three times. Arev, me Arev, Vitzidon, Varayachrona. Except for three times. One of them is right here. Right here by Arev. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says no matter what, we go to the Arev first, even if he is an Arev Kablan. That's how he explained the Machlokas with Chisir and Mechzura. Still, we don't paskin like him. Tosfos and Ksuba says, Daf Samach Aleph, that there were a couple of Rav Shmuel and Gamliel. So you have to know which one we're talking about here. Right? Not the one in the time of Rav Elazar. That's what Tosfos says in Maseches Ksubas. Not the one in the time of Rav Elazar. So when were they? So there were at least two. There are at least two Rav Shmuel and Gamliels. One of them was the father of Rav Yehuda Nasi. Right? One of them was the father of Rav Yehuda Nasi, who lived Bizman Churban Abayis. Right? That is the in the time of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's the first Rav Shmuel and Gamliel. And that's the one that we are talking about here. Right? The first Rav Shmuel and Gamliel. There was a later Rav Shmuel and Gamliel who lived two generations later in the times of Bar Kochva, right in the time, a little after the time of Bar Kochva. If you look in the same Madrich LaTalmud here, there's a whole list of the generations of the Tanoim. So in the generation of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Hasheni, right, that's the second Rashbah, because that's not the one we're talking about here, right? That was a later Tana. But that was the father of Rebbe. But the one that was talked about in the Mishnah was the earlier one. That's the suggestion. Okay. So if you ever have a Rav Shmuel Gamliel in a Mishnah that we don't paskin like besides these three, so that could be the difference might be which Rav Shmuel Gamliel are we talking about. Also Rav Gamliel, there were four Rav Gamliels. I don't know a lot of times like which Rav Gamliel we're talking about, right, as of here. Beit Jamal, as right, that's one Rabbi Gamliel that they're trying to connect to. Anyway, let's continue. Amravuna hilvehu va'ani arev. So now we're going to talk about when does somebody, with what language does somebody accept to be a regular arev, and with what language to be a kablan. So, Rav Huna says, if somebody says, Halvehu vani arev, lend him and I'm an arev. Hilvehu vani pareya, lend him and I will pay up. Hilvehu vani chayiv, hilvehu vani etain, kulan lashon arvosein. Lashons of lending, that's all regular arev. But if you use a lashon of give, tain lo vani kablon, give and I'm a kablon. Tain lo vani poreya. Tain lo vani chayev lo. Vani etain lo. Kulon lashon kablonis hain. Lashons of giving. So that is lashon of kablonis, the higher level of arev. Why? The Rashbam says, cause. Eighth skinny line. Ein kan lashon halva ela shlichuse. Dahai dek amar tain lo avid malve. So this is more of a lashon of shlichus. It's as if the arev is saying, do it for me. So he is a much more involved party, if that is the case. And that is a lashon of kablanis. That's a higher level of arif. Iboy lahu. The Gemara, yeah. So, so tainlo, exactly. That was the question the Gemara said. Isn't he a kablan? Because it says tno, so al yadi. That was the Gemara's question yesterday. Right? He got it. Isn't he a kablan? That's why we had to quote the pasuk in Mishlei. Says the Gemara now. So what if you have a mixed lashon? Iboiluhu. Halvehu vani kablan. If you use the lashon of halva'a, but you say, halvehu and I'll be a kablan, or tainlo vani arif. My. What if you use a mixed lashon? So, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So we will have three opinions. Rabbi Yitzchak says, lashon arvis, arvis, lashon kablanis, kablanis. Whatever you said, I am, that's what you are. Forget the verb. If you say an I am a kablan, then you're a kablan. If you say an I am an arif, then you're an arif. Rav Chista Amar, Kulon Lashon Kablonis Haim. No, all the Lashonos, in all the cases, are Lashon of Kablonis. That is the one that goes automatically. Bar Mehavil Vani Arev. Except for if you use the extreme Lashon of a double language of regular Arvus. Right, if you say Halva and you say Arev. But all other Lashonos, if you use Tain or Kablon either time, then you are in a Kablon. And Rav Amar the opposite. Kulon Lashon Arvus Haim, Bar Mitain Lovani Nosein. They're all Lashon Arvas, unless you use the opposite Lashon of, a double Lashon of Kablan. Okay, different types of Lashonos. Amalei Mar Bar Ami Mar L'Ravashi, Hachi Amar Abba, this is what my father Amemar said, Tein Lo Va'ani Nosein, Ein L'mal Ve'al Halo Ve'Klum. If the Arev says to the Malve, give and I will pay you back, then that Lo Ve is not involved at all. it is looked at as a loan between the Malveh and the Arev. And therefore, you could only go to the Arev. You cannot go to the Loveh. The Gemara says, though, that we don't hold that way. Velohi. Lo miftar Loveh mineh de Malveh ashi yisavitin bi'biyad. There is a case where the Loveh is totally out of the picture. That's only if the Arev himself does all the work. If the Arev takes the money from the Malveh and gives it to the Loveh, then we can look at it as the Arev really being the Loveh, and then the Loveh borrowing it from the Arev. So therefore, that is the only time when he is out of the picture. That is the language of the Rimigash. The Rimigash says, in the case of Nasa Venata Biyad, I'll read it to you, Ela imke Nasa HaKablan HaMaos Min HaMalveh, the Kablan took the Maos, Meikara Bishas Halva V'Nasa Biyad HaLoveh SheNimsa SheHaKablan Hu Shalava HaMaos Min HaLoveh Min HaMalveh V'HaLoveh V'Hilva Osam LaLoveh. Right, that's the Rimigash says, what's the lumdis, if Nasav Nata Biyad? Because he, the Kablan, becomes the real Loveh. The footnotes at the bottom point out that other Rishonim don't have such an extreme formulation. It seems like, no, the Loveh is the Loveh, and the Arev is the Arev. But if the Arev does it, so it's as if there's a Tnai, that you have to go to me first. Not that he's the real Loveh, but that's what, you have to go to him first. So the Rimigash, the footnotes in the Rimigash, point out that, which were written by Rev Moshe Shapiro, Rosh Hashivas Be'er Yaakov. So there, that's the lumdus, whether he becomes his own loveh or not. The Rabbi Yonah adds out another case. What if the Arev goes to the Malveh first to arrange everything? The Arev goes and says, could you please lend him money? So also there, says Rabbi Yonah, Omer lechaveru halveini ve'etin leploni v'ani nosein ava bishalona savnasa v'yad ein al loveh klum. Even if he gives it to the loveh directly, the arev will be responsible because he was the one that arranged it. So again, you have to look at every case and figure out if the loveh is involved or not. Period. Okay, a couple of stories. Ha hu daina d'achse lemalveh lenichse d'loveh mikame d'lisbe'e l'loveh. There was a dayan that sent the malveh to the nechasim of the loveh before he even asked the loveh for the property. We know if somebody can't pay back, so then there's foreclosure. Bezdin can send the malveh down to take properties of the loveh. So it was a case that a judge did that even before he asked. He assumed the loveh might not have had anything, and therefore he didn't even talk to the loveh. He just sent the malveh straight down. Salke Rav Chanin Bered Rav Yeba. Rav Chanin removed, what's the simple interpretation? He removed the Malveh from the property. Salke just means he removed him. So Pashas Rashbam says, he removed the Malveh from the property. Omar Rava, and Rava hears about what happened and says, Man Chachim Lemevet Ki Amilsa, who is so smart to have done this? Ilav Rav Chanin Bered Rav Yeba. It must be Rav Chanan. Why? Kasavar. Why? What's the svar for removing him? Because Nichse Debar Inish Inun Ma'arvin Yasei. All the person's property is as if it's an arev for the person. They're an extension of him. And if it's not, then we learned Hamalves Chavero Aide Arev LeYipar Min Arev. You can't go to the arev first. V'Kamal Yitva Ba'arev Tchila. And therefore, he had no right to go to the property before you go to the Loveh himself. And therefore, that's why it must be, oh, what a great person did this. He was following the halacha. The Ritva adds on, so you will get to Bezrim Mzechas Sanhedrin. This is a Tab of our Mishnah. That's why you can retract what the Dayan did. A Dayan already did something. Oh, it was a total mistake. It was a Tab of our Mishnah. Right? And that wasn't a Tab Shikol Hadas in estimation. It was Mefurish halacha. And therefore, the din is not a din. There is, though, another pshat mentioned in the Rishonim here. Not Salke, he removed the Malveh from the property, but if you look in Rabbeinu Gershom here, and it's also in the Kitzur Piskei HaRash. If you know at the end of the Rush, after the regular Rush, there's like a couple of pages where you have short bullets of Psukim from the Rush. Sometimes you have something new. Sometimes it's just a summary of a one-liner. Here you have a new line that's not in the regular Rush. At least I didn't find it. The Rush in Os Mem Gimel in the Kitzur Piskei HaRash. Dayan sheyarad lenichse loveh kodem shehodiyu the loveh. A dayan that sends a malveh down before lav dainahu. Vitzarech lasalko. Not that you remove the malveh, you remove the dayan. That's what it means, salke. And that it gives a little better understanding of the story. Because he says afterwards, oh, who did this great thing? It must have been Rav Chanan. Well, who did this? If it was just removing the malveh, that's such a great thing. Who has such power to do this? It was wrong. Of course he was wrong. Of course he did this. No. Who had the power to remove the Dayan? Who did this? So there must be... It must be that he moved the Dayan. Then he gets into the question, what? If a Dayan makes one mistake, he can be removed. Was this a Dayan who made a lot of mistakes? Might be a lot of the story that we just don't know about, right? We heard a little bit of the story, but the Gemara might be leaving out parts of the story. The Ksos has a very important formulation where he quotes our Gemara about the chasim of a person are aravim to him. So the Ksos discusses what's the difference between if a person is mochel a chov. We spoke about in the past, the din of Shmuel. If I am owed money and I sell my shtar chov, I'm owed $100. So I sell my shtar chov for a certain amount of money to a third party, and then I'm mochel it. The halacha is the guy loses, right? Machel. That works. And therefore, why? And the Rabbeinu Tam quotes the Lundis, that even though I sold my shibud nechasim, I cannot sell my shibud aguf, and a shibud nechasim cannot exist without a shibud aguf. So once I'm mochel, my shibud aguf, in the middle of the shibud nechasim falls away. That is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Ran and Meseches Ksubis, quoted a little bit in Tosas and Ksubis and Daf Peheim Abeis. That is the din of Rabbeinu Tam. Ask the Ksos, what is the difference between that and a case where the Loved dies? If the Loved dies, even though the Shibud HaGuf is Paka, the Shibud Nechasim are not Paka. And his property is still responsible to pay the Malveh. What's the difference? If the Malveh is Mochel, the Shibud HaGuf disappears, and the Nechasim are no longer responsible. That's the whole Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Mashiach, if the Loved dies, his Yarshim, if it's a Milva Bishtar, still have to pay up for his property. What's the difference? So the Ksos quotes the Ran, who makes that distinction. And he explains the Ran. Bir Dvarav. What's the difference? And the Ran quotes our Gemara. Nechasim Dvar Inish Inun Arvin. Right, Yasei. What does that mean? Says the Ksos as follows. The Shiba Nechasim Din Arev Mamishu. A person's property are really his cosigners. Vidon Mine De Arev. And learn about this from Arev. Ilu Halacha Loved Lemdina Sayamo Mesa Loved Velohini Achachrav Klum. If the Loved just took a long trip or died, Vade Arev Chayev L'Shalem. If a Loved dies, of course the Arev has to pay. Right, because that's the whole point. If you cannot get it from the Loveh, even the Loveh is not here, or the Loveh dies, the Arev has to pay. But if the Malveh is Mochel to the Loveh, then what? Then the Arev would also be Pater. The Arvis doesn't get off the ground if the Malveh is Mochel. So too here. Why? The Arev is saying, if the Loveh does not fulfill his Chiyav, I'll pay. But if the Chiyav does not exist anymore, so then the Arev is going to be off the hook. So too here. If a Malveh is Mochel, so then the Arev is, there's no Chiyav anymore. The whole thing disappears. But if the Loveh dies, the Chiyav is still there. The Chiyav is still there. The Shibud HaGuf is not there anymore. But the Chiyav is still there. U'bisha shahaya halove kayam, ela diksha hilva halove paria ba'atzmo, osha macha lo ha-malveh, t'havi kipiron, im kain, memela niftar arev, kivichik var kibala malveh. If the loveh pays up, or if the malveh is mochel, which is as if it was paid up, ki'ilu nifra, then the arev will be pater. But if not, v'huadin b'nechsohi debar inish inun arvin bay our Gemara b'shasha haya halove chay im lo yifra me halove yei nechosi arvin bay v'shibur hazeh nasa b'od halove kayam. And so too, therefore, k'shemes halove srichin anachasim l'shalem, because they were misarev for him. There was no piro, there was no mechila, so the chiyav still exists. Don't compare a case where the malve is mochel, where the chiyav totally disappears, versus a case where the Loved dies, where the Chiyav is still there. It's just that the Shibud HaGuf is not there anymore, so that is the difference. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hu arva diyasme, depare lamalve, mikami delot inhu liyasme. Another case, an Arev, what about this case? An Arev of orphans that went straight to the Malve to pay before the orphans didn't even knew about the obligation. Right, somebody, an Arev comes in and says, oh, I knew the father owed money, so he goes and pays. So, what's the halacha? He for sure, and now he wants to go back to the orphans to get his money back. He for sure cannot get his money while they are ketanim. While they are ketanim. Why? One of two reasons, as we're about to see. Could he even get his money when they're gdolim? We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's see. Says the Gemara, Amar, Papa Prius, Balchov Mitzvah, Diasmi, Mitzvah, Viasmi, Labani, Mevin, Mitzvah, Ninu. Rav Papa says, paying back a loan, Prius Balchov is a mitzvah. And the Yesomim are not obligated to do this mitzvah that their father had. And therefore, you did it out of the goodness of your own heart. Wonderful, good for you. But they don't have to pay you back. No, a different reason why they don't have to pay back, because it could be that the father already paid up. The father already gave a package of money to the malva. And therefore, you know, if you would have asked the Yesomim, maybe they don't even know about it. So therefore, maybe you paid extra, and therefore they don't have to pay you back. And what's the difference between these two opinions? What's the difference if the reason that you don't have to pay, you're not getting paid back, is because it's a mitzvah, they're not obligated to a mitzvah, or because maybe money was given already? Might be nayu, ike be nayu, kishachayev mode. Number one, if at the time that he was dying, the father said, I still owe the money. Right, so therefore there's no tsrari atfasei chash, but there is the issue of mitzvah, or inami, dishamtuhu umeis b'shamtai. Or they excommunicated him because he wasn't paying the money, when he never paid the money. Either way, both cases, you know that the money was never paid. And shalchu mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael, shamtu v'meis b'shamtei, that's the good nafkamina, hilchazak rafuna b'rei d'Rav Yehoshua. The halachazak rafuna b'rei d'Rav Yehoshua, who said the second possibility of sorry atfasei, and therefore in these cases, he would be able to get paid back. There is a machlokas rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. The Rashbam says, like the first way I explained, that he cannot get paid back while they are ketanim. He has to wait till they're gedolim, and then he can be toveya them. Whether they know that the money was given, or now they're not just b'nei mitzvah ninu, but they're really obligated. That is what the Rashbam says on the sixth medium line on Amud Aleph. V'chi gadli lishtoy dina bahadayu. But if you look in the Chachmei Svarad, look in the Chachmei Svarad here, the Ramban, the Ritva, they say no. These are reasons why they can never get paid, can never get paid back at all. Period. Why? This is, and what's the root machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Beit Yehoshua here? It doesn't sound like it on the outside, but says the Ramban, says the Ritva, the machlokas here is what's going to come up in 2 days. Shibud da'araisa, shibud lav da'araisa. Do we say the concept of shibudim is a din da'araisa or a takana da'rabanan? Bein l'Rav Papa, bein l'Rav Huna, I'm reading the Ritva. Bein l'Rav Papa, bein l'Rav Huna, hayisomi peturim lagamre, v'yafilu kishe yagdilu. Ela b'taima pligi. They're always pater. They're of papa amar shibuda lavda oraisa. Shibuda is not a dinda oraisa, according to Rav Papa. And that's why Prius Balchov is just a mitzvah on the love or on the yarshim. But once they are ketanim, they're not b'nei meved mitzvah ninhu. And this guy paid up before he checked into it. Vadai lav al nashi yitol meyem kshiyigdilu haya. He didn't pay them in order to get it back when they become gedolim. He just did a mitzvah. And therefore, he should have let the Yesomim know beforehand. And if he did it, it must be he's doing it as a good Samaritan, and therefore, he does not get paid back ever. Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, argues, says, no, shibud daraisa. Shibud daraisa. But you know why he can't get paid back here? Because maybe he paid already. Maybe he paid already. Tzrari atfasi. And there's raglayim l'davar. You have to assume that, he wanted to take care of all of his estate before he died. So therefore, there's a good chance that he paid already. So really the machlokas between them, even though it doesn't sound that way on the outside, is a machlokas shibuda da'oraisa, shibuda lav da'oraisa. What mitzvah is it to repay a loan? Prius Balchov mitzvah. What's the source of that mitzvah? So if you look in Rashi and Maseches Ksubis, Rashi says on daf pevav, the pasuk says, hin tzedek. Hin shelchat tzedek. You have to make, you can't lie. You said you're going to pay back, so you have to pay back. You can't be a chakrin. That's the root chiyuv of shibudim, because you have to make sure your words are truthful. Hin shalchat tzedek. That's the Ritva, that's the Rashi, and Ksubas daf pevav. Ask Rav Elchanan, this Rashi works well for obligations that you accept with Amira. What about other obligations, like Nezek, like other cases of shibudim? So you need another pasuk. So the Ritva there in Ksubas says a different pasuk. V'ha'ish asher asher tono shevo. You'll see alav atzavut achutza by Mashkon. We have to return a Mashkon. So that's the root chiyuv of returning items of shibudim. So it's a different discussion in Maseches Ksubas daf pevav. And there we shown him what exactly is the source of shibudim. The Radva says maybe it's a heishiv zakzela. That would reflect the connection between Gzela and other Shibudim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Meisve, Arev Shahaya Shtar Chov Yotzi Bitachas Yado, Eino Gove. Let's say an Arev comes and he's holding the Shtar, that Reuven owes Shimon money. And he's saying, you know why I have the Shtar? Because I paid Reuven, I paid Shimon. Right, I paid Shimon up, so now I want to go back to Reuven to get paid up. So Eino Gove, no. He cannot collect just because he has the shtar. We don't assume that he was given the shtar because he paid up. V'im kasiv bo his kabalti mimcha gove. But if it says in there that Reuven wrote him a special note, I collected from you, Arev, that if, then you know for sure he's gove. So, bish, l'bol rafuda b'rei d'Rav Yeshua. According to Rafuda b'rei Yeshua, I know how to work this out. Mishkachas la kishachayiv modeh. I understand a case where you'd be chayiv, where the chayiv admits that he's with the malveh, admitted that he, I'm sorry, the Lova admitted that he still owes the money, and that's the case where the Malva went and paid, and that's why he's going to have to get paid back. The Arev went and paid, and that's why the Arev is going to get paid back. El Rav Papa Kasha, but according to Rav Papa, aren't you always Pater? Because according to Rav Papa, Prius Balchov is a mitzvah, and therefore why will the Arev ever be able to go back and collect? Both nafkaminas that we said, according to Rav Papa, still the Pater is going to be intact. Gemara answers, no, shiny hasam, lahachi tarva, cause of leis kabalti. No, that's the point. He says, you're right, but that's why I have this extra phrase put in. Dafka because of this, because I wanted to override the regular nafkaminas, and I wanted to make sure that I got paid back. Next story. Ho arvadovi kochavim, depare lovi kochavim, mikami delisfeinu liyasmi. What about if there was a malven non-Jew? Amal v'nanju, and the Arev went to pay back. Does that change the rules? So Amar le Rav Mordechai le Rav Ashi, Hachi Amar Avivi Mei Agron, Yimish Mei the Rava, Afilo l'manda Amar Chayshidin l'tzrarei, even if you say that usually we assume, we have to be worried that you, the Amal v'nanju paid back, Hanimili Yisrael. He would have only paid back a Yisrael early. Avalobit kachavim, Kivan debasar arva azalo chayshidin l'tzrarei. Like we said yesterday, the Persians, because they go to Arev's first. They go to Arev's first. And therefore, the Malva wouldn't have paid up because he would say, okay, maybe we'll go to the Arev. I don't have to worry about it. So that's why if it's a Malva over Kachavim, you don't have the Chashash of Sori Arfasei. Amar Lei, so he said back to him, he says just the opposite. Adaraba, Afilu Manda Amar Lo Chashinu Letzorei. No, even according to the opinion that says usually you're not worried, Hadi Mili Yisrael. Avay over Kachavim, by a non-Jew, Kivin did deny you Basar Arva Azli, since they go to the Arev first, Ilav da atvasei tsrari meikar lo havi makabalei. He wouldn't have been accepted to be an Arev had he not known that you took care of things before it. He wasn't going to want to pay first. So the only way that he bought into this was probably because tsrari atvasei. Good. Period. Two dots. V'chein ha'yir reshbag omer ha'arev li'isha b'ksubasa. Back to the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah said that if an arev to a ksuba, the husband has to be madir hana. He has to say, I'm not allowed to get hana from the wife because we're worried that there's kanunya, they're in cahoots, and after they collect from the arev, they're going to get remarried. So he has to be madir hana, so he can never remarry her. So, Moshe bar atzri arve d'ksubasa d'kalsehave. Moshe bar atzri, who, as we'll see, was a Kohen. Moshe bar Atzri was an Ari for his daughter-in-law's Ksuba. Okay, it gets a little sticky. Right? Moshe bar Atzri was the Ari for his son. Right? His son has to pay the Ksuba. So he was an Ari. If my son can't pay up, so I'll pay. And what happened? And I guess the marriage was on the rocks. He was getting divorced. Rav Huna, somewhat. Rav Huna b'rei serva midrabanan have v'techigale milsa. Actually, it wasn't on the rocks, but they were going to use that excuse. Rav Huna was a great rabbi, and he was very, very poor. So Amar Abaya commented, Leka denazel denasve etzel Rav Huna. Why doesn't somebody give this guy good advice? What can he do? Denigra shelo debisu. Let him divorce his wife. Vetezel v'tegvek suba me'avua. They'll get the money from the father. I guess the father wasn't ready to give it to them. Lechachila. Let him get divorced. They'll collect from the father. V'hoden adre. And then he'll take his wife back. Why doesn't anybody give him this good advice, says Abaya? Amrale Rava, v'hayad yiran hanotna. What do you mean? The Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. The Mishnah says that you have to be madir hana. So Amrale Abaya, atu kol de magarish b'vidina magarish. But everybody gets divorced in Bezdin. Come on, do it outside of Bezdin, and therefore they won't do this halacha. But what do you mean? They do it. Doesn't the Ritva says forget Bezdin or Tosfos? The important point is the Zman Piron, not when the divorce takes place. So you have to say that's what the Gemara means. Does everybody get divorced and do the Piron of the Ksuba in Bezdin? No. L'sof igloi milsa to koinu. It came out in the end that the guy was a Kohen anyway. So Amar Abaya, Abaya says, ah, Haino Damri Yinshi, Basar Anya Azlan Yusa. When people have a misfortune, you know, piles up on them. Meaning it didn't work out for you, and you were a Kohen anyway, so it wouldn't have worked. Before we even talk about this, what's bothering us is the following. Umi Amar Abaya Hachi, how could Abaya give such advice? V'yamar Abaye, Ezo Rasha Arum, Ezeh HaMesi Eitzelim Karbim Bin Nechze Kurash Bag. Who is a sly Rasha? If somebody gives advice to sell Nechassim like Rashbag, that was a different halacha that we had back in the 8th parak, that if you say, my Nechassim should go to A, and then go to B, and then go to C, so Rashbag says, if A sells it, it works. It works, but you're not supposed to do that, because the guy already made it tonight, that it's going to A, B, and C. So that's giving bad advice. Isn't this like bad advice too? How could Abaye do this? So the Gemara says, "Bino shiny, if it's serving Mirabon and shiny." Maybe the father, look at it this way, the father had all this money, and he wasn't giving anything to his son. His son was a big Talmud Chacham, his son was a big, very poor, and the father was being very stubborn and not giving a cent to his son. Try to look at it with that background. So therefore, that's why he suggested it. Still sounds a little fishy, but this is at least an opening, a Pesach, for it's being allowed. Stop there for a minute. There is a huge topic, which we will talk about again, Be'ezrat Hashem, on Sunday. So I'll mention it a little bit again. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin Dav Beis that is very... This line of the Gemara that we just had. Do you need a Beis Din to get divorced? Do you have to divorce in front of Beis Din? This Gemara seems to say, Beferish, no. Beferish, no. The first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, as we know, Be'ezrat Hashem, a couple of days... It says, all the halachas of what you need, three dayanim for. So one of them is miyun. Miyun, you need three. Miyun, you need three. Right? To get out of a marriage, midrabanan. Miyun. Rashi there says, kein daraisa tikkun. Because it's patterned after the din daraisa. What din daraisa? What din daraisa is miyun patterned after? So, some achronim, the Rishash, and others there say, chalitza. Chalitza, that's the din daraisa. Right, that's the 12th parak in Yevamos. Chalitza needs three. Other achronim say gerushin. The no to be Yehuda, no to be Yehuda in Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Yadalid holds that you need a bezin for gerushin. That's the famous shita. Right, you need a bezin for gerushin. What does this gemara mean here? Called the begarish, beidina begarish. No, does everybody have a bezin of mumchin that know the halacha about hana, about mudra hana? No, you just get divorced in front of any bezin. That's how he reads the gemara. Right, that's how Rabbeinu Gershom, by the way, also reads the Gemara. On the bottom, Afil of Nebezin Hedyo Yachol Agarish. Question is that a proof to, is that he's just saying that because of the Neder element or because of the Gershon element? But this is the issue. What we have to talk about Be'ez Hashem on Sunday will be in Svara. Does it make sense to connect Miyun more to Gershon or more to Chalitza? But that's the Machlokas Achronim. What does Rashi mean of Kein Daraisa Tikkun? Let's just finish two more lines. The Gemara says, V'ha'arevhu v'kaimalan arev duksubon l'mishtabed. I don't understand the whole story. The father was an arev for the son, but there's never an arev for a ksuba. There could never be an arev for a ksuba. We'll see why later on. Because nobody really, if somebody's an arev for a ksuba, we assume he's not serious. We assume he's just saying, oh, come on, I want you to get married. But he's not really accepting. So how can he be an arev for a ksuba? Kablan have. He was a kablan. And that's why. So honey, chalan darav kablan diksuba. That works according to the Badarma that says a kablan of a ksuba. Afagam to less than nifs of the baal. Mishtabit shapir. There's a machlokes. If a kablan, there's no arev of a ksuba. A kablan of a ksuba works, but some say that's only, some say that's even if the baal has no nechasim, he's mishabit himself, even though he knows he's probably going to have to pay, and he doesn't really want to do this. Shapir, that would work. And Lamanda Amar e isli mishtabit e lesle lo mishtabit ma'ikalamemar. But according to the opinion that there could only be a kablan of a ksuba if the husband has nechasim, how would it work here? The answer is it must be he had nechasim. Ibayaseima mevi havile vishtadif. It must be that he had nechasim and they just got flooded. Ibayaseima abalagabe brei shibudi mishabit nafshe. Or maybe a father to son is different and he'll be mishabit himself, even though a normal person would not be, because you know he has a special place in his heart for his son. We'll have to stop here. We'll continue with the Itmar Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. We'll get into Shibud Daraisa, Shibud Darabanan, and the last daf that would be online in Maseches Baba Basra is tomorrow. The first was back in August, if you remember. So it's been a while, but Be'ez Hashem, one more.